WATD-FM Marshfield, WBMS Brockton. This is the South Shore's radio station, 95.9 FM WATD. Streaming online at 95.9WATD.com. And with your smart speaker, just by saying play WATD.
It's time for the Friday Flashback 9 at 9, when Chris Attwood counts down the top songs from a week in 80s British music history. Friday Flashback 9 starts now.
It's Chris Attwood, and welcome to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. We are going to dive all the way back to this day in music history, 1987, to find out those top 9 songs that were climbing up and down the British charts. There is one brand new entry on tonight's countdown. It's from a band that's been around for quite a long time. They were in various synth pop bands before they formed the band that has the new entry. And just to give you a little bit of hint, it's later in the countdown, but they also were supposed to have a really big world tour, but they had to cancel it, COVID-related, for this year. Okay, let's start off tonight's countdown for May 27th, going back to the year 1987 at the number 47 spot, Alone Again, The Damned.
We'll be right back.
Friday Flashback number 8.
May 27th, 1987, the fall was at number 43 with There's a Ghost in My House. This is Chris Atwood, and you are listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. We're counting down those top 9 songs on the British charts on this day in music history. And coming in at number 36, band that's still around, sort of began that shoegaze movement, the early stages of it in the late 80s, Jesus and Mary Chain, April Skies.
Thank you.
Friday Flashback number 6.
Suzanne Vega with Luca at number 33 back on May 27th, 1987. Song about child abuse. So check out the video and you'll be able to piece all of that together. And back then, 1987, she was everywhere. Suzanne Vega was literally everywhere on the college radio charts. And I can remember spinning that song and the album it came from, my college radio station. And then also driving on down to Providence, Rhode Island, to a now defunct nightclub known as The Living Room, a great place, and was standing next to her, which was kind of cool as she was watching some other alternative band I don't remember. Anyway, this is Chris Atwood. You are listening to the Friday Flashback 9 and 9, one of my favorite bands to come out of the 1980s. They were at number 30 back on May 27th, 1987 with Strange Love, Depeche Mode.
Strange love, strange eyes and strange love, strange.
Flashback number 4.
Time I want.
new entry for Erasure back on May 27th, 1987, coming in at number 23 with Victim of Love. And that song, the band, one of the original founding members, only two, Vince Clark and Andy Bell, but Vince Clark was in the band that we heard earlier, Depeche Mode, in their earlier incarnation, helped to form that band. So there's a back-to-back pedigree, Depeche Mode and Erasure. Chris Atwood with you here on The Alternative as we're listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. We are two songs away from the top of the British charts, and I wouldn't recommend it, but I guess you could do it. Coming in at number 14 by the band Living in a Box, song of the same name, Living in a Box.
Friday Flashback number 2.
Lassie and having lots of fun. Barefoot and on.
Such a happy song by the House Martins. All their songs are like that, just they're really upbeat. They came in at number 13 back on this day in music history, 1987, with Five Get Over Excited. Perhaps that's why it's an exciting song. This is Chris Atwood, and you're listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9, the moment you and I have all been waiting for since we started this countdown tonight is the number one song on the British charts for this day in music history, 1987. It's number one tonight's countdown as well. You have to kind of stretch the imagination with the song. So the only airplay that it really got at the time was on college radio. Over time, it's made its way to more popular sort of commercial FM radio stations. But back then, on May 27th, 1987, Johnny Hates Jazz, Shattered Dreams.
You just heard Friday Flashback 9 with Chris Atwood. To hear it again, check out the podcast on 80s Alternative Radio's Facebook page. What will Chris Atwood feature next week? Tune in every Friday at 9 p.m. on
Kate Bush with The Big Sky here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood on 95.9 WATD. Thanks for tuning in to the show tonight. Trying to do some double duty and, checking in with things at Boston Calling. Huge weekend up there at the Harvard Athletic Complex fields. Boston Calling tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So if you're going tomorrow, Strokes are the headliners, and on Sunday it's Metallica. And shortly, Nine Inch Nails will be wrapping up their headlining set for kicking off Boston Calling 2022. We have Hollywood 360 coming up in about 14 minutes or so. Overnight Kevin from 2 to 6:30 a.m. And we'll do this all again next Friday right here on 95.9 WATD. Thank you for tuning in. Stay safe, everybody. And a few more songs to get to, including this next one by The Simple Minds. I promised you a miracle. 95.9 WATD.
Thank you. next.
Out of your head, on the floor, I see.
go from one extreme to another. And though my friends just might ask me, they say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love. I say maybe there must be a solution to the one thing.
Something inside.